KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, and it's 33 degrees in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 58. East-southeast winds shifting to the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Firefighters in Villisca responded at around 6:30 a.m. Thursday to a residential fire at 102 East 1st Street. According to Villisca Fire Chief John Bruce, firefighters arrived to find heavy fire coming from the northeast room on the home's upper level. They were able to contain the flames to that room, and the bedroom sustained a significant smoke and water damage. The remainder of the home sustained considerable smoke and water damage, but was expected to be repairable. The chief said residents of the home got out safely, but Villisca Rescue treated a minor child for a burn before that child was released to their parent. There were no other injuries reported, and the Red Cross assisted the family. The fire apparently started in the upstairs bedroom, according to Chief Bruce, possibly from an overloaded extension cord. Crews wrapped up their ground operations at the home after about 2.5 hours. Assisting Villisca Fire at the scene were crews from Villisca Ambulance, Red Oak Rescue, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Villisca Power Company, Villisca Public Works, and the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency. Well, at Thursday's meeting, the Enhanced Iowa Board awarded more than $5.1 million in Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT, grants to projects in several communities, including locally Adair, Creston, and Woodbine. In Adair, the Adair Community Center project received $115,000 toward the total project cost of $749,025. The community center project includes the construction of a 4,800-square-foot ADA-compliant wood-framed building with meeting and kitchen space, bathrooms, and a patio. The meeting space is designed to accommodate events for up to 170 people. In Creston, McKinley Park Aquatic Center Phase 1 received $200,000. For a total project cost of $1.6 million, the project includes the installation of an all-inclusive play area, including spray features, a play structure, and dump buckets. It will also convert the toddler pool into a zero-depth entry pool and add a toddler slide. A climbing wall at the McKinley Park Aquatic Center in the deep pool area will be installed, along with shade structures. In addition, the project will be updated and new electrical systems, heating, lighting, filter building, and mechanical systems will be included in that update. And in Woodbine, the Willow Lake Nature Center received a $400,000 CAT grant from the Iowa Enhanced Iowa Board toward a total $4.2 million cost of a two-story nature center and office space for the Harrison County Conservation Board. The new center will provide a space for guests to discover, learn, and explore more about the unique Lus Hills ecosystem and important water quality issues around them through dynamic displays, new trails, up-to-date technology, and flexible classroom space. The Enhanced Iowa program provides financial incentives to communities for the construction of recreational, cultural, educational, or entertainment facilities that enhance the quality of life in Iowa. To date, 99 CAT grants have been awarded by the board, totaling more than $31.5 million. The next Enhanced Iowa board meeting is tentatively scheduled for January 6th. Officials of the Wellmark Foundation say they provided 29 Iowa organizations with their small matching assets to Community Health or Match Grant awards. Those organizations were notified in August of their pending awards and had 12 weeks to secure the required matching funds. Small Match Grant recipients were able to use a combination of in-kind donations, services, and cash in order to receive their award from the Wellmark Foundation. All of the funded projects will help individuals, families, and communities achieve better health through built environment initiatives that encourage physical activity or access to and consumption of nutritious foods. Mary Lawyer, the Wellmark Foundation Executive Director, said these projects these organizations are implementing will enhance the quality of life and overall well-being of citizens in their communities for several generations. Among the organizations receiving a small match grant award is Diagonal Community Development Corporation in Ringgold County. They'll receive $25,000 for the Diagonal Walkable Community Initiative. And in Mills County, the Glenwood Rams Parent Teacher Association is receiving a $25,000 match grant for the Northeast Elementary Inclusive Playground Project. To learn more about those and the other projects, go to wellmark.com/foundation. and the first day of December on Wednesday included some excitement in Guthrie County. The Sheriff's Office reports Deputy Kent Greaves was on patrol on Highway 141 south of Jamaica at around 3 p.m. when he saw a 1995 Kawasaki motorcycle traveling east on the highway at 70 miles per hour in a 55 zone. When the deputy turned his vehicle around and began to initiate a traffic stop, the motorcycle was already nearly out of sight, continuing to travel eastbound toward Dallas County. With the deputy in pursuit, his lights and siren activated, the operator of the cycle refused to yield. The machine entered Dawson in Dallas County and proceeded eastbound on the Raccoon River Bicycle Trail at a high rate of speed. With the deputy still in pursuit, the cycle continued to travel at a high rate of speed for about 2 miles, and then turned south onto F Avenue for about 1/2 mile, and then west on the Highway 141 again. The chase eventually re-entered Dawson, and then northbound out of town on Avenue D, with speeds at times of up to 120 miles per hour. The machine then crossed into Greene County on V Avenue. It finally stopped at V Avenue and 305th Street, which is southwest of Rippey. Altogether, the chase went on for about 15 miles in around 10 minutes. The operator of the motorcycle, 43-year-old Curtis Allen Moorhead of Jamaica, was taken into custody for eluding. Authorities learned through a speedometer app on Moorhead's phone that the highest speed recorded was 147 miles per hour, and he admitted to traveling that fast. In addition to the eluding charge, Moorhead has 3 license suspensions in effect, plus the suspensions for non-payment of child support. He had his initial appearance with the magistrate Thursday morning, where his cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.